Welcome to The Astrology Show with your host, Kelly Fox. Each week, Kelly will give you access to the current transits that are a valuable tool which provide astrological information to help unlock the potential each of us has through our sun sign. Understanding the current planetary influences each week can help steer us in the right direction to make better informed choices. Sometimes, events in your life may seem completely random, but there is a pattern to the order of these events, one set in motion in part by you and in part by the planets and stars in the sky and their influence on your life here on Earth. So if you're wondering what's going to happen in your week ahead, if you're going to get that promotion, move to a new city, or fall in love, tune in to The Astrology Show for guidance. It can help you anticipate problems before they occur, give you tools to cope with changes, and help you look forward to the wonderful days ahead. Kelly Fox is a professional astrologer and internet pioneer who launched astrology.com, one of the first and most successful astrology websites. Today, her passion lies with her new site, theastrologer.com, where she brings a modern-day approach to an ancient wisdom. Please join Kelly each week to learn more about how the planets can align for you.
Hi there, and welcome to The Astrology Show. I am your host and astrologer, Kelly Fox, talking about the planets this week. Well, technically, okay, it is this week, but really I'm going to give you an overview of what to expect throughout 2018 with the involvement of Mars. No, did I say that right? Let me start again. So I'm talking about the planets this week, as I typically do on the astrology show. And when I did some research about what was actually going on this week, I noticed that Mars is the planet of action, assertion, energy. It's the warrior planet. It's testosterone. It's sports. It's our will, our desire, our passion. I noticed that Mars was moving into Sagittarius on Friday, which is not unusual. This happens about every 2 years. But then I was sort of curious to see what else Mars was doing throughout 2018. And much to my surprise and amazement, Mars is going to be wreaking havoc this year amongst many other energies. So I thought I would dedicate this show to Mars. And so everybody has a Mars sign. And so I thought I'd take a look and see what Mars is doing. And I could hardly believe it, really, what's going on with Mars. So then I started doing an overview of Mars moving into signs and then making hard aspects. And then, of course, Mars will be turning retrograde, which means this warrior energy will be moving backwards. And then it's causing this hard aspect to Uranus in May, and then a couple of other times August, and then towards the end of the year. And then it's clashing with Venus, which is the planet of love. Typically, Venus and Mars go together, particularly in compatibility or within relationships. So Mars is really shaking things up this year, of course, amongst other planets. But Mars sort of sometimes does get overlooked because, you know, astrologers look at the outer planets and the heavier influences. Mars is quite fleeting. It's the next planet behind the Earth. So its energies thankfully don't last too long. But when they do cause havoc, they really cause havoc. And so throughout the show tonight, I will give you a breakdown of which signs are being influenced with the movement of Mars. And Mars will be zipping and zapping all over the place, or I should say up there in the heavens, and will be affecting all of us. So no sign is really off the hook this year. But I do have to say the mutable signs, I'm happy to say the mutable signs, and that's Gemini, Virgo, Sagittarius, and Pisces, they're off the hook, meaning it's a good thing. The fixed signs should take care. The fixed signs being Taurus, Leo, Scorpio and Aquarius should take care of Mars's energy and also some other planets as well moving into these fixed signs. So back to this week where it all started and where it all came about. Mars is moving from Scorpio, where it's very, very strongly placed, into Sagittarius. Now, this is happening on January 26th, and Mars will be in Sagittarius until March 17th. Now, this energy, this energy is very, it's very action-oriented. Sagittarius is a fire sign. And Mars, as I said, is the planet of action and assertion and energy. So when you put these two energies together, there's a lot of energy going on for the next 6 weeks, particularly if you are a fire sign, and that's Aries, Leo, and Sagittarius. So with Mars in Sagittarius for the next 6 weeks, if you're a fire sign or you have any planets in fire sign, this is a great time to get stuff done, especially if you are a Sagittarian. And Sagittarians don't really like details, so there'll be a lot of balls in the air, juggling. You'll be the juggler. A lot of things happening and things getting done. You might find, though, that during this energy, all of us might sort of drift from one thing to another. So it's going to be really important to get things closed and completed, which, of course, will happen throughout the rest of 2018. So with Mars in Sagittarius from Friday through March 17th, this is very much about, as I said, action, energy, assertion. We're very restless and we want to expand our mind and explore new vistas or territories. Some of us might be impatient. Routine is super boring when Mars is in Sagittarius. The daily grind is really a grind. And we'll find, many of us will find that personal freedom is a high priority during this time period. And that's January 26th through March 17th. When warrior planet Mars is in Sagittarius, is in fiery Sagittarius. Many of us will want to feel an urge to break free from any sort of stifling situation. We want to expand our horizons is probably a good way of saying it. And as I said, our energy will be high. Oh, it's also a great time for physical exercise and any sort of competitive sports. And getting out into the wilderness, and I know in the northern hemisphere it's winter time now, so I don't know, you know, we're all snug and cozy inside, but we'll be heading into spring during this time period. Might be good to get out there and breathe in the air of nature. So it's a good time to recharge your batteries when Mars is in Sagittarius. It's very much about fueling your inspiration, and travel will be very, very high on the agenda. Sagittarius is the sign of travel. Its ruling planet Jupiter is the planet of travel, and Mars is very action-oriented. It's all about getting stuff done or being on the move. And travel, the further away the better, is really good for this influence, especially any sort of foreign destinations that could be on many people's agenda right now. And so when Mars is in Sagittarius, we want to expand beyond the familiar, and it's like encounter different cultures and people from different cultures. And really, if travel is not in your budget or you've just had vacation time for the holidays, even trying a foreign restaurant or new cuisine is one way to satiate the energy of Mars in Sagittarius. It's very much about, as I said, broadening your mind, expanding your philosophical values through different cultures and countries and people you meet. Many people are also very enthusiastic with this energy. It's sort of like we have a zest for life. So So Mars has been in Scorpio, which it likes being. It's one of its favourite signs for the past 6 weeks. But that energy is very, it's not subdued, but it's very, it's not extrovert. It's a very introverted energy, a very focused, mind-focused sort of energy, very determined energy. Whereas so now the energy is shifting of Mars moving into Sagittarius. So there's a lot of zest, a lot of zing and zang and zest. And so we're very adventurous, whereas previous, the past 6 weeks when Mars has been in Scorpio, that's definitely not a keyword. Adventure is not a keyword for Mars in Scorpio. It's very much determination. So now we're sort of moving, having a little bit more freedom, a little bit more adventure, definitely more optimism. Sagittarius is a very optimistic sign. But what we need to be careful, because there's always a shadow side to everything, we need to be careful about recklessness. So the negative keywords for Mars and Sagittarius, recklessness or irresponsibility. Some of us might be trampling all over someone else's feelings. And this is very much foot-in-mouth syndrome energy. So in other words, take care not to blurt out whatever comes into your mind during this period without thinking through the consequences. So just be careful, because this energy is very, very enthusiastic and always on the go, but does have stomping boots on at the same time. So my visualization or my visual on this one is someone with army boots on stomping through the tulips with vigor and enthusiasm and leading the troops, but not really thinking through of the consequences or anything past the very moment that we're in. So Mars in Sagittarius is all about broadening horizons and maybe even approaching life as a daring adventure, which actually doesn't sound so bad to me, because with this serious focus that we've had and plotting and planning with Mars and Scorpio, this is very much a light-hearted type of energy. So, and then personal freedom is very much a high priority, and breaking free from anything that is too restricting. So look out for that one. If you're in a situation where you might be holding on a little bit too tightly, then this is not the time to be doing that. We're going to take a short break. After the break, I will continue, so stay tuned.
Conscious Media for Conscious Minds. Om Times.
The number one reason girls drop out of school in sub-Saharan Africa is lack of access to feminine hygiene products. The Pads for Schoolgirls project, an outreach of Humanity Healing International, is changing this paradigm by setting up sewing programs at schools, teaching girls a vocational skill while producing the reusable pads that help keep them attending classes. The girls pay it forward by making and giving pad kits to other girls in need. To learn more, visit humanityhealing.org. Humanity Healing is where your heart is.
Hello, I'm Sandy Sedgbeer, host of Om Times Magazine's flagship radio show, What Is Going On? My passion is sifting through information, research, and innovations from New Thought teachers, speakers, and researchers pushing back the boundaries of what we know about life, energy, metaphysics, and the universe. I love shifting perceptions about who we are, why we're here, and how quickly impossible becomes normal when we open our minds, expand our awareness, and accept that the only limits that exist are those we place upon ourselves. So if you're the kind of forward-thinking, eager investigator of what lies beyond the current reality that most perceive, why not make a date to come play with me in the field of possibilities at 4 p.m. Pacific Time, 7 p.m. Eastern Time every Thursday, and together we can discover what's really going on.
Hi, this is John Ondrasik of Five for Fighting, here for RAD. the entertainment industry's voice for road safety. You know, style is a personal thing, and your lifestyle is your business. But if you take it on the road, it becomes everybody's business. So please, plan ahead, designate before you celebrate. Friends, don't let friends drive drunk.
A public service announcement brought to you by RAB, the National Association of Broadcasters, and the Ad Council.
Hi there, and welcome back to the Astrology Show. I am your host and astrologer, Kelly Fox, talking all about Mars and how it's going to be wreaking havoc throughout 2018. But at the moment, we're in a bit of a reprieve because Mars is about to move into into Sagittarius. It's currently in Scorpio, and it's going to be in Sagittarius until March 17th. And so this is good news because this is all about expanding our horizons, adventure, optimism, hope, all the good keywords there. Now, as I always say, nearly every show, the planets have their favorite signs and their least favorite signs. So Mars in Sagittarius, it doesn't mind it too much. So that's a good thing. Now, Mars currently in Scorpio, about to move into Sagittarius. Mars loves Scorpio, but it's a very, very different energy to Mars in Sagittarius. A lot of us are going to find that we can get stuff done during this time. So a little bit about Mars. Mars, of course, is one of our closest neighbors. It sits behind the Earth in its orbit around the Sun. Mars is all about passion. It's about also irritation, our urge to compete and succeed. It's very testosterone driven. It's all about sport and dating and being passionate and arguing and our willpower, our drive, our ambition. That's part of Mars influence as well. So it's all about how do we put this Mars energy to good use in our life. Well, if you haven't had your chart done or you don't know where the planets were at the time you were born, go to my website, new.theastrologer.com/chartwheel, to get your free chart wheel, where each week you can follow along and see how the weekly planets are affecting you. Also, back to Mars. Mars is also about leadership, and you know, if we're comfortable with being a leader or if we're happy to be a follower, Mars is sort of indicates that. Mars rules the signs of Aries and Scorpio, which are two very different energies, and so Scorpio is also co-ruled by Pluto. And so the Mars cycle takes about 2 years to orbit around the Sun, and it retrogrades probably less than 2 years, but it's definitely going to retrograde this year. This is why I decided to talk about Mars on tonight's show, because Mars is going to be turning retrograde at the end of June. And so that's interesting in itself. So I'm going to whiz through things very quickly because I really want to get to that. It's definitely a good thing to be pre-planned and forewarned is forearmed type of thing with Mars this year. So Mars is just about to move into Sagittarius. So we've got a bit of a reprieve. And so when Mars is in Sagittarius, it's going to be forming a square to Neptune on February 17th. So this is sort of like driving with the brakes on, or you know, sometimes when you have those dreams and you're trying to run but you can't run, it's that sort of energy. Mars forming a square there, and then on March 11th, Mars forms a trine to Uranus. So this is a pretty fun-filled, adventurous type of energy where anything goes. So that's March 11th, and this is good news for the fire signs, and that's Aries, Leo, and Sag. So anything goes at that time, but in a good way. So that's Mars in Sagittarius. It's not really doing much. It gives us a little boost, and it's only forming two aspects while it is in Sagittarius, so that's good. And next after that, we've got Mars in Capricorn. So Mars will move into Capricorn on March 17th. And Mars is exalted when it's in Capricorn, which means Mars favours Aries and Scorpio, and then its second favourite sign is Capricorn. So this is good news if you are a Capricorn, because you'll get a double boost of energy around your long-term ambitions. And I have been harping on a lot about that lately with Saturn moving into your sign, Capricorn. So then when Mars is in Capricorn, this is all about many of us will be driven to succeed, especially the Earth signs, Taurus, Virgo and Capricorn. We'll have a lot of discipline and focus to achieve our ambitions. We're not afraid of hard work. Success will be a high priority. And we'll do whatever it takes to get the promotion or the raise that we are after. Also, when Mars is in Capricorn, we're looking for tangible, measurable results, we're looking for concrete evidence of any sort of our efforts. And we're willing to take cautious risks. Mars is usually can be reckless depending on what sign it's in. Now, on April 2nd, Mars will be forming a conjunction to Saturn in Capricorn. So this is a little bit like driving with the brakes on, especially if you are, let's say, a cardinal sign, and that's Aries, Cancer, Libra, and Capricorn. It's like you want to move ahead quickly, but something's holding you back. The important thing around April 2nd with this Mars-Saturn conjunction is all about setting long-term plans, having patience, and putting one foot in front of the other. It might feel like we're moving too slow, but in actual fact, it's probably going to be the right pace. So try not to push things at that time. Some of us might have diminished energy, feeling irritable, angry, inhibited. So that's, as I said, particularly if you're a cardinal sign, this energy might be a little bit tough. If you're an earth sign, Taurus, Virgo, and Capricorn, it's a bit of a mixed bag for Capricorn with this energy. It's good for putting one foot in front of the other, but in a good way. On April 14th, we've got Mars sextiling Neptune, Mars in Capricorn, Neptune in Pisces. So good for, particularly for Capricorn and Pisces. It's about tuning into your intuition and actually putting action around your intuition and any sort of psychic information that you get at this time. On April 23rd, Mars in Capricorn will form a sextile to Jupiter. This is really great energy. This is good for the water signs, especially, and the earth signs. The earth signs, Taurus, Virgo, Capricorn. The water signs are Cancer, Scorpio, and Pisces. So April 23rd is really good for any sort of physical activity. If you are looking to kickstart your exercise program around that time, the Northern Hemisphere's springtime, this is going to be wonderful energy for you. And getting ready for what's coming for the summer with Mars, with all the retrogrades and forming some challenging aspects. So it's like when Mars forms this sextile to Jupiter, as it will be on April 23rd, it's like opportunities will seem to flow at that time. And we'll be able to pick and choose the best ones. And as I said, particularly if you're an earth sign or a water sign. So this is like basically a surge of energy. Also, April 26th, we've got Mars conjuncting Pluto. Wow, this is really big news, especially if you're a Capricorn. But also, this affects the other earth signs in a positive way. And that's Taurus, Virgo, and Capricorn. If you are a cardinal sign, Aries, Cancer, Libra, be careful with this energy. And this is April 26th. And I should say the week of April 26th. When Mars conjuncts Pluto, this is full force in action. It's like nobody will be lacking energy, motivation, or drive during this time. And I would be concerned with too much energy. And as I said, particularly for the other cardinal signs, Aries, Cancer, Libra, because other people will be having way too much energy and not in a good way. But if you're an earth sign, Taurus, Virgo, Capricorn, this is really great energy for you, where you could get a lot of stuff done, feeling very powerful and passionate, making, you know, teaming up with others, making a formidable team. There's a lot of ambition with this energy of Mars conjuncting Pluto. So it's like there's a lot of ambition. Many of us are purposeful. And I always think of like someone bulldozing someone who is in the way with this energy. Very much superhero, supercharged energy. But be careful of anger, because Mars and Pluto together can be sort of scary. The conjunction that's going on could go either way. So it's not all doom and gloom, but it's like be very careful. It's really important to know how Mars conjuncts Pluto and Capricorn is affecting your natal chart. I also think of another key word with this energy, it's rage. So it's important that we take sort of controlled action and make something more profound and meaningful, rather than just launching straight into something driven purely by emotion rather than having a step-by-step plan of action. Okay, so the big news is, and this is sort of what prompted me to dedicate tonight's show to Mars as well. On May 15th, Mars moves into Aquarius, where it will be until November 16th. Now, Mars usually stays in a sign for 6 weeks. Now, this is months and months and months. This is like 5 months. So, and that's because there's a retrograde. Mars will be turning retrograde on June 26th in Aquarius. Now, this is really big news, especially if you're a fixed sign, and that's Taurus, Leo, Scorpio, and Aquarius, because Mars will be wreaking havoc. Or if you have any planets in fixed signs, Mars will definitely be shaking things up in a way that maybe you had not anticipated. And that's because, or maybe I'm getting ahead of myself, but Mars, when it enters Aquarius on May 15th, that is the same day that Uranus, the planet of the unexpected, like anything goes, left field, just things that are not anticipated, also moves into Uranus moves into Taurus that day, and immediately Mars and Uranus form a square, or are at odds, or the friction is just like a volcano erupting. I can't emphasize that enough. And it's like, I just can't imagine how this energy is going to play out when Mars moves into Aquarius the same day Uranus enters Taurus. Now, anytime an outer planet changes sign, this is huge news, because this is a very rare event. So Uranus changes sign every 7 years, Neptune every 14, and Pluto every 12 to 28, depending on what sign it's in. So Uranus moves into Taurus on May 15th, the same day Mars moves into Aquarius. Now, this is where, and I'm saying this sarcastically, this is where the fun begins. So this energy goes on all the way through November 16th. So basically, this year, between mid-May and mid-November, anything goes. So with Mars in Aquarius, I'll take a step back and explain what that means, and then I'll talk about the square that's going to happen a few times to Uranus. So this is a really turbulent I'm still launching back into Mars squaring Uranus, because it's been on my mind for actually quite a long time, so I can't even believe that we're coming up to it. Okay, I promised I'd take a step back and talk about Mars in Aquarius, and I'm talking all about Mars forming a square to Uranus, because it really is huge, huge news that could end spectacularly good or spectacularly bad. But again, I'm jumping ahead of myself. I keep saying I'm going to explain it, and I actually am not. Okay, Mars in Aquarius. So Mars is going to be in Aquarius for 5 months this year, which is big, big news because of the retrograde. So Mars in Aquarius is all about people wanting to assert their independence and individuality. It's like we're longing to break free from other people's expectations of who we are. We want to be authentic, and we want our eccentricities to show as well. Nobody wants to be told what to do when Mars is in Aquarius. So I see there could be problems with authority at this time. And also because Mars is forming a square to Uranus May 15th and then again in August onwards, it's very much about shaking up the status quo, but not doing it in a quiet, polite way. My concern with this energy is, and because it's in Aquarius, is being very, very radical and things going in a really strange, unanticipated sort of way. So Mars in Aquarius is going to be really interesting, even without all the hard, harsh aspects of the northern summer. So Mars in Aquarius is all about being rebellious. It's being rebellious and doing things in a different way. Now, the best way to channel that energy is to channel it into any sort of volunteer project or humanitarian cause. And that's because Aquarius is a sign of the philanthropist. So it's good to sort of join together with others, be a team player. So that's good. And help others. You know, it's like a chain. It's like I'm picturing people linking arms and taking action that benefits the collective or the greater good. So also Mars in Aquarius is all about the future and thinking about the future. Anything that's scientific will be a good use, or innovation or development, that type of thing, or breakthroughs. This is not a time for following tradition. So it's going to be very interesting to see what's going to happen on the political front in the USA. I'm getting like really strong vibes around Mars in Aquarius forming a square to Uranus in Taurus. Now, Uranus is a planet of the unexpected and Taurus is traditional. And then you've got Mars taking action and getting angry, and Aquarius definitely futuristic type of thinking. So how do those energies, they're going to be colliding throughout the summer and for about 5 months this year. So Mars in Aquarius in itself is about innovation and brilliant ideas that seemingly come out of nowhere. It's very inspirational, but it can be quite radical when connected to another planet by a tough aspect like it will be, let's say, May 16th, the very day after both of these planets, Mars and Uranus, change sign. Now, May 16th, Mars in Aquarius will be forming a square, a challenging aspect to unpredictable Uranus in Taurus. Now, this also happens August 1st and September 18th. This is a very, very intense energy. It's like anger erupts, tempers flare, unpleasant events can occur with this influence. And all of a sudden, it's like this is sort of out of the blue type of stuff. It's like we turn on the news only to find a story, story after story of explosions, violence, unrest, revolution. And it's not personal. It's like everybody's getting a dose of this. It's a very contentious energy that's coming throughout the summer and the beginning of fall. It's like we've put up with things for too long and suddenly it's intolerable. Many of us will be impulsive and rebellious and maybe even overreacting to the slightest provocation, and we won't have patience for anyone. The fuses are short on a lot of people, and I'm talking particularly the fixed signs, and that's Taurus, Leo, Scorpio, and Aquarius. So if you have any planets in those signs, take heed. So this is a very abrupt and at times dangerous energy. So it's going to be interesting, to say the least. On June 26th, Mars turns retrograde, and that's when it gets really interesting if it wasn't already. Now, Mars retrograde means the energy goes internal. So the Mars energy is internalized, which means it's like a volcano. It builds and builds and builds and then it explodes. July 27th, we've got Mars forming a conjunction to the lunar eclipse, which is, let me just have a quick look at that, just to, it's sort of like if I'm saying it, I can hardly believe this is coming or this is going to be happening. Yeah, here we go. So on July 27th, Mars forms a conjunction to the lunar eclipse at 4 degrees Aquarius. So everything is supercharged because of the lunar eclipse, which intensifies everything. This is a really passionate time, and it's any sort of passion, good, bad, ugly, or otherwise. Fireworks seems to be an understatement in this case with Mars hooking up with the lunar eclipse. People are just exploding everywhere. I just keep visualizing riots and rebellions and outbursts, and people are getting offended very easily at this time. And then August 1st, we have Mars forming a square to Uranus again, like it did May 16th, and then again September 18th. I think we do need a break, so stay tuned. I'm going to continue after the break.
The Real Conscious Connection. Om Times Radio. IOM FM. Being a radio host on IOM FM allows you to build your show on a rich platform with the power of the internet to fulfill your outreach goals and connect with a very specialized and global online audience, unlimited by time and distance. Om Times Radio will provide you with web relevance, a recognizable conscious brand, and with the standard of excellence that has accompanied every single Om Times endeavor. Host your show with Om Times Radio Network.
Looking for inspiration?
Want to be inspired?
Not sure where to go?
Find Mark and Kim every Wednesdays at 3 p.m. Eastern on Inspired Living.
Topics will elevate consciousness and range from metaphysics to the human and social experience and all things spiritual.
Welcome to an inspired community that offers support, encouragement, and new ways of thinking.
You are the inspired and the inspiration.
This is a test to find out if you know it all when it comes to children. Name one of the leading killers of U.S. children age 1 to 13. What's the best way to protect children in a car crash? At what age and size should a child start using a booster seat?
Don't assume you know it all when it comes to car seats for your child. Go to safercar.gov/the right seat and know for sure. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Hi there, welcome back to The Astrology Show. I'm your host and astrologer, Kelly Fox, talking all about Mars and what it's doing in 2018. And I can hardly believe it as I'm saying it. We do have a bit of a reprieve, but that's only a few days, really, in August when all the stuff hits the fan throughout the northern summer. August is so highly charged. So August 7th, we've got a love planet Venus forming a nice trine to Mars. So that's love and passion come together very nicely in the air signs. This is great news for Gemini, Libra and Aquarius. But, of course, that only lasts a few days. I thought I'd throw that in there because it's like, oh, I don't want to be the voice of doom and gloom here with Mars squaring off to Uranus. Uranus is one of the heavy hitters of the zodiac. It's going to be in fixed sign Taurus. And Mars is sort of like coming at it throughout May, June, July, August, and September. So there's a lot of heavy, explosive energy at that time. Now, on August 12th, Mars turns retrograde in Capricorn. Remember, it turned retrograde in Aquarius June 26th. It will be doing that. and then it continues to move backwards, and then August 12th it moves backwards into Capricorn. It's a little bit more of a grounding, stable energy, even though Mars will be Capricorn, and that's because Mars likes being in Capricorn. It's her favourite sign. So we do have a little bit of a reprieve at that time. So things appear to settle down, which is good, considering how supercharged they're going to get around May through this time. And then Mars will turn direct at 28 degrees Capricorn on August 27th. Now that coincides, just having a quick look at my calendar, August 25th, just on a side note, there's a grand Earth trine. Now this is wonderful news. It's very, very settling. So it's like there's been this explosive energy May, June, July, some of August with the eclipse. We've got a solar eclipse on the 11th of August. But then towards the end of August, things feel like they settle down with Mars retrograding back into Capricorn. And then we've got this grand Earth trine with the Sun, Saturn and Uranus. So what that means is the old and the new come together very nicely at the end of August. And then we've got Mars settling down in one of its favourite signs of Capricorn. So can you see how this is all playing out? I don't want to read into anything, but we are in a political climate that's just getting more and more heated. And I just can't help but think, you know, it's going to explode May, June, July, and then towards the end of August it settles down. Grand Earth trine, this is fantastic news if you're an Earth sign, Taurus, Virgo or Capricorn, particularly if you were born early in an Earth sign. This is amazing news for you, August 25th with this grand Earth trine. Now, September 8th, we've got love planet Venus, which was just cozying up to Mars, forming a nice trine. And then September 8th, they're at odds because then they're forming a square to each other. So Venus will be 29 Libra, Mars 29 Capricorn. It's like things feel like they're getting really good, and then there's a little niggle here and there that it's not quite as bad as what it could be with the square to Uranus, but there's little niggles in there. And then September 10th, we've got Mars moving back into Aquarius. So May 15th, it first moves into Aquarius, and then September 10th, it moves back into Aquarius. September 18th, 2018, is the final square from Mars to Uranus again. So it's like, oh, we're all complacent, and we all think things are going to be all fine, and then there's another little, I shouldn't say little, there's another explosion September 18th between Mars and Uranus. And then we have, on October 10th, Venus, love planet Venus, it's turning retrograde. Actually, I think that's the 5th, not the 10th. Let me just double check. Yeah, October 5th. Venus turns retrograde. Venus is a planet of love. It turns retrograde on the 5th. And then on October 10th, it's forming a square to Mars. So we've got retrograde Venus forming a square to Mars. It's like we've just had, at that time in October, but we would have just had Mars, this whole retrograde Mars period. And now we're going to have to suffer through a Venus retrograde, which is not as bad as a Mars retrograde. And the energies aren't as strong. But still, we've got love planet Venus forming a square to passion planet Mars. So if you are a fixed sign, be careful with relationships in particular. Venus retrograde means love goes backwards. And I can't tell you the amount of people that get married on a Venus retrograde, strangely enough. Yes, it's always fascinating when Venus is retrograde, which it will be this year. So in other words, 2018, we have both Venus and Mars turning retrograde, which is pretty unusual. So then on November 9th, we've got a Venus retrograde trining Mars. It's sort of like the planets can't seem to make up their mind this year on what they're doing. It's back and forthing and up and downing and explosions and then coming together. It's okay. And it's very, very intense energy. And then we've got, let's see here, November 15th, we've got Mars forming a sex doll to Uranus. So, you know, for most of 2018, it's like Mars and Uranus have been at odds, and then all of a sudden they're coming together to create opportunity. It's like, hey, planets, make up your mind what you're doing. This is just like unbelievable energy. November 15th, Mars moves into Pisces. It's not a very strong position. Mars doesn't really like being in Pisces, so energy is quite weak. It's sort of like there's been so much energy from, there will be so much energy from Mars in 2018 that it feels like it's just getting worn out. Then it will, on November 19th, it will form a square to Jupiter in Sagittarius. So some of us might have our philosophies all back to front and upside down and what our views are. We need to get clear with our values and what's important to us. So, and then, of course, November 26th, you've got Mercury retrograde in Sagittarius forming a square to Mars. Not as heavy as throughout the summer with these energies, but still, you know. And, you know, it's never smooth sailing. There's always something going on. But this year, 2018, is very intense, to say the least. So I'm going to move on to the weekly horoscopes. Just seeing what other, I've skipped over all the planetary energies for this week because I've just been so focused on Mars and what's going on. Oh, just one other thing. At the end of the year, December 16th, Mars forms a sextile to Pluto. If you remember, the beginning of, I think it was around April, Mars was forming a conjunction to Pluto. December 16th, forming a sextile to Pluto. So things do settle down. It's sort of like we have to go through the intense energy of 2018 and then 2019 on. Things settle down a bit for the time being. Okay, just real quick, other planetary energies this week. On Wednesday, we've got Mercury conjunct Pluto. So this is a great week for sort of research, investigation. Our perceptions are heightened. Our attention to detail is heightened. So if you're doing any sort of research or digging deep into something, this is a great week to do it. Also, Mercury sextile Jupiter. So if you're dealing with a lot of information, this is a really, really great week for that. And then on Saturday, we've got Mercury square Uranus. So just be careful of small, minor accidents. We're not paying attention. We're in a hurry. Things come, we're distracted. Things come unexpectedly. So just be careful with that. Now for your weekly horoscope. So there wasn't that much planetary activity this week except for the Mars moving into Sag at the end of the week. And then what it does, its whole cycle throughout 2018. So there you have it. If you're an Aries, well, for this week, you should guard both your professional reputation and your dignity and avoid getting caught up in silly arguments, especially on social media. And try not to be too overbearing or opinionated. A lower profile will help you to de-stress. If you're a Taurus, be sure to tackle your fears and phobias, which are holding you back, especially if they're related to travel. There will be a lot of opportunities for you to see this week, so give yourself permission to shine. If you are a Gemini, any sort of psychological hang-ups can be very effectively treated this week, and seek relationship help too if need be. It's important to maintain a positive attitude and reach out. If you are a Cancer, frustrations at work could weigh heavily on your closest relationship, but try not to bring stress home with you. If you are a Leo, and if you're single, this is an interesting week for dating, because Mars, who I've been talking about for the whole show, moves into your dating zone, lucky you, and give up. What you must do, though, is give up on your idea of perfection. Accept people for who and what they are. If you are a Virgo, drama at home really needs to stop. So tone down the fire and brimstone and instead seek proactive creative solutions with your loved ones. If you're a Libra, a secret from your family's past could hit you hard this week, but what really counts is your reaction to the news. Choose to be gracious as you typically are. If you are a Scorpio, and you might have been dishonest in the past, it may well catch up with you now. So think about your values and the way you want others to think of you. If you are a Sagittarius, this week's energy is all about generosity, which is a key word for your sign anyway. Share what you have with others, whether that's your resources, your time, or your talents, because Mars arrives in your sign. If you are a Capricorn, you might be facing a dilemma now over an aspect of your identity you had wished to keep secret. Coming clean will allow you to be who you truly are, but it could involve short-term stress and anguish. If you're Aquarius, look for ways to bring a deeper purpose to your life. If you feel that you are simply drifting, you will quickly become disillusioned. How can you contribute to society and to the greater good? You have a role to play, but you have to work out what that is. And finally, if you are a sweet, sweet Pisces, new tech now plays a transformation role in your life, especially in terms of your career direction. So don't be afraid to be ahead of your time. There are some brilliant ideas brewing in your mind, and your challenge is to get them into action, Pisces. Pisces is very much an idealistic sign, and maybe with the help of Mars this year, things might happen. I'm just thinking through, though, with Mars moving into Sagittarius on Friday, it might form a little bit of a challenge to some Pisces out there, because typically those signs are usually at odds, and with Mars in the mix, Pisces, try not to get too frustrated and be sure to have patience. So they're my words of wisdom for you this evening. So back to this week, we have Mars, the warrior planet, moving into Sagittarius, where it will be until March 17th. And this is going to be like a bit of a reprieve, so make the most of it. Thanks for joining me. I'm your host and astrologer, Kelly Fox. This is The Astrology Show. Have a great week, and be sure to tune in next week for the planets next week.